Mentorship. Do you have a mentor? Are you a mentor? Are you a mentee? Have you been through the process of mentorship? Or do you know anything about mentorship? That's the conversation we're having right now. On the 17th of January, it was World Mentor Day, which I had never heard of before. And it really crossed my attention. And I was like, well, I wonder if a lot of people actually know about this. And we remember the value of mentorship. And so much so, we actually got someone to join us for a conversation this afternoon to help us navigate this seemingly complex part of life, the seemingly complex relationship that we somehow need to form and grow in. But more often than not, one doesn't really know how to go about it. And one doesn't really know how to actually engage in conversation and what to be able to expect to get out of a mentorship relationship. Joining us via Zoom right now is Zamukuhle Masina, who is part of the National... Oh my goodness, I need to get this right. She's part of the National Mentorship Movement. And she's here to highlight to us, why is it important for us to be able to have a mentor? Does it work? And how does one actually go about it? Zamukuhle, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you so much for having me,
Jose. Now, Zamukuhle, I mean, one would almost imagine that the moment I say mentor, that everybody should be able to know what I'm talking about, that any and everyone should be able to feel like, oh yes, you know exactly what it is. But maybe let's start from the perspective where you're actually explaining to us what a mentor is, because I don't want to assume that everybody understands. And perhaps from your explanation that we might be able to go, oh, that's what it should be, and that's how I can be able to understand how I relate with it.
No, of course. I'd like to say good afternoon to the Impact Radio listeners. And yes, once again, Jose, thank you very much for having me. So, you know, there's a saying that goes, a coach speaks to you, a consultant speaks at you, and then a mentor speaks with you. So with that said, mentorship is a partnership and relationship between two or more people who want to achieve agreed goals by sharing knowledge, experience, and wisdom. So I think many of us have experienced mentorship in one way or another. Some have experienced it in a formal setting, while others have experienced it in an informal setting. So formally, where at the workplace, maybe somebody who's got more experience than you is holding your hand and guiding you and helping you navigate the landscape. Informally, where your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle is actually helping you and guiding you through your path of life, or in the church environment where your pastor is actually just leading you so that you can just navigate those landscapes better.
But how? Why is it so important? What value would it actually bring to a person? How important is this towards, you know, the personal life, like you're rightfully saying, with family or even in a professional life? What value would this be able to bring?
So a mentor provides guidance, constructive feedback, and helps you build your skills, expand your network professionally and personally. So if you look at the business landscape, 70% of businesses have actually succeeded because of the power of mentorship. And if you look at young professionals or at your personal capacity, you find that 76% of people who have that type of influence, that guidance in their life, can succeed in that specific chosen path of life. So having a mentor is basically having somebody there to hold your hand, a sounding board, somebody to help you navigate the complexities of this life.
Now, Zamukuhle, one of the things that's coming to my mind right now is that all of what you said sounds important. I would love someone who helps me navigate some of the complexities of life, of my career, of different places and different things that I go through. But I'm always like, how do I actually find the right mentor? How do I get to choose that this person is going to be a mentor that is good for where I'm trying to go in my growth, in my career, or even just to figure out? Because sometimes you get into a place in your career that you're just like, I don't know what I want next. So someone who might be able to navigate through that, how do I get to choose the right person?
Thanks for that question, Jose. So it's important to look for someone that aligns with you, your goals and your values, someone who has the experience or reflects the experience that will help you move forward and is willing to share insights. I mean, I think you know that not everybody's open to sharing what they know. But so when you're looking for a mentor, the mentor needs to align with you at all those levels. And there are different places where you can actually, you know, seek for this mentorship support. you know, network events is a great place to start. Professional communities such as the LECA network is also a good place to start. And also mentorship programs such as the National Mentorship Movement.
Now, let's talk about, I've just received an interesting question right now where someone is saying, okay, what about as someone who wants to be a mentor? Do you just go and see someone and say, hey, I want to be able to mentor you? Or do you wait for someone to reach out to you? Because now we're speaking about it from a perspective of being a mentee and wanting a mentor. What happens when the roles are reversed, where you are in that position to be able to pour some wisdom down?
Well, Jose, I'm going to ask you a question, if you don't mind, just to answer this question.
Okay.
So, do you believe you can change someone else's life through the knowledge and the skills that you have?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I think so, yeah.
So, I think a lot of people are afraid to step up and be a mentor or to mentor someone else because they feel, I don't have enough knowledge, I don't have the right answers. But that's not the way to navigate it. Every single person has got something to offer. Every single person has got and have experienced something that if they share it with the next person, it may move that person or make that person get to the point of saying, aha, you know. So everybody can be a mentor. With the NMM or the National Mentorship Movement, we don't screen the mentors. We actually allow everybody who says that I've got a skill to offer to come through and offer that specific skill. So with that said, if people want to be to mentor, they can join those structured programs or can be part of those communities. But ultimately, they need to also understand within themselves that they themselves are enough with the experience that they have to be able to pass it on or mentor forward to the next person.
But this is where it gets interesting for me now, right? Zamukuhle, I then go, okay, so I see the value that I can be able to get as a mentee if I approach someone to mentor me for my career, for personal growth, or whatever it may be. And I need to be able to identify a person who can do that. And or if I am in a position to be able to mentor someone, I realize the skill sets that I have and not waiting for them to be extremely big skill sets for me to feel like I've got value to give. How do these two meet? How do I go to someone that I see in my field of work, someone that I see at church, someone that I see in my own life, someone who's, I got a message, someone saying, I wish to have three mentors, one for spiritual growth, marriage, and at work. How do I actually approach someone that I might see and think, man, I'd love to be like this person one day, and how they've grown in their marriage or in their workplace or in their personal life? Do I just go, hi, I'd like you to be my mentor? Is there like a way to go about it without coming off as if you don't know what you're talking about, but at the same time saying, hey, I'd love to journey with you, and I don't know too much of what I'm asking about?
I think many times people overthink things. If you are your authentic self and you go to the next person and or the person that you have already identified with the goals and the values that align with you and the experience that you want to gain, you approach them with ease and you let them know, look, this is what I've identified and this is where I feel you'd be able to guide me. Do you have the capacity? You find different mentors have got different capacities. Some mentors can meet with you once a week. Some mentors are actually very strict in terms of saying, actually, one phone call, one email, one WhatsApp a month. You know, that's our checking base. But I feel that a person just needs to be honest and approach the person they feel can be of value in their life. And I mean, what's the worst the person can say? No?
No, I guess so, which is the one word that many of us are trying to avoid. Okay, let's speak to a perspective of, and I think this is where some people maybe might find themselves or have found themselves before. You've journeyed with a mentor and they're assisting you to a certain extent, but then eventually they hurt you because they didn't keep to their end, or they start to do things that's a little bit out of character. How should one then navigate that space, which is like it's an almost guaranteed reality by virtue of working with people? But how do you start to navigate that space where your mentor starts to change form, if I could say, quote unquote, or they change their character or something along those lines while you're in this journey? would it be wise for me to just get to a point where I say, let's wrap this up? Or is there something else that you would advise?
So with every mentoring relationship, there's that fundamental stage of getting acquainted. And it's very important to build the relationship at that stage, because then it does give you the platform and allows you to speak out when something does no longer suit the partnership. Like in any relationship, we have to be honest in terms of our communication. What is it that works for me? If you remember earlier on, we said that this is a relationship to achieve mutually agreed goals between the mentor and the mentee. So building the relationship at the very start and actually setting those boundaries of that specific mentorship, mentoring relationship, then allows for that conversation to happen when it comes to that stage.
I've got a question that's just come through over here where someone is saying, I have a mentor, but we're not getting together and actually doing anything. She agrees and happy to be a mentor, but there's nothing happening. There's no commitment of any sort. Is it wrong for me as a mentee? Because you almost, you feel this this level of inferior because it's always someone who's further ahead in a higher position. Would it be wrong for me as a mentee to go, hey, I'm keeping you accountable to your agreement to be my mentor? Or how do I navigate that space?
So, Jose, in a situation like that, and I've come across a lot of those instances in my line of work, you then have to speak to the mentor, and if they're still not reaching out to you and they're still not meeting up with you whenever they need to, then you need to tell them that this relationship is no longer serving me and these are the reasons. But in a structured environment or mentorship programs, you do then have the benefit of having somebody who is supporting that relationship, who will chase after the mentor. But let's be honest, if you have to chase someone in any type of relationship, then it's not the type of relationship I think you want to be in.
Yeah, I get that. It's not benefiting the relationship at all. Zamukuhle, I could ask you so many other questions because this conversation is one of those that I think is so necessary for a lot of people who want to be able to grow in their personal capacity or even in their career. So for someone who wants to get more details on some of the mentorship programs that you have or maybe some of the opportunities that you have, where can they be able to get more details from you?
You are interested to mentor or be a mentee, you can actually just visit the site www.mentorshipmovement.co.za. You can register as either a mentor, mentee, or a contributor. So I'm just going to explain a little bit what a contributor is. It is someone who is actually just gives guidance or advice within the community without being in an actual structured mentorship relationship.
Okay, I get that. So they're not exactly committed to that relationship and the gathering together. I see what you mean. Yeah. Zamukuhle, this has been very insightful for me personally, and I'm sure for many others. They just feel like, man, this has been so good to be able to know that I should go out and step out, like you're rightfully saying. I think it's something that touched on a lot of toes, to say sometimes you overthink things too much and they need not to be overthought so far, and we just need to get them going. So thank you so much for that one. Thank you for making time to chat to us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Zamukuhle Masina from a team that's just doing incredible work in encouraging mentorship, the National Mentorship Movement. And maybe you're in that space where you just feel like, man, I should just do the right thing. Dear friend, I hope that this conversation really moves you to that place where it makes you uncomfortable in staying with where you've been and making you uncomfortable in staying with how things have always been, that you might be able to get to a place where you're saying, I need to do the right thing and contact this person that I've been wanting to be my mentor for the longest time and reach out to that person who is my mentor, who I haven't spoken to in the longest time, to actually say, hey, how can we be able to grow in this relationship as we go into the new year? How can we be able to do better so that I can be able to grow in my personal capacity, in my work capacity, or maybe even like some people are saying, even in the space with church, how can I be able to grow in that as I see I'm able to by virtue of relationship of a mentor? I hope this was as helpful as it was to you, as it was to me.